This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Lok Sabha has reconvened and commenced with the question hour amid heavy opposition sloganeering today. Despite disturbances from the opposition, the chair moved on to the question hour. Later in the day, both the Houses of Parliament will resume the discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27 today. The Rajya Sabha took up 0 hour when the House assembled for the day four proceedings. Members from different political parties raised issues of urgent importance with permission of Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan. Dr. Lakshmikant Bajpayee of BJP demanded establishment of another AIIMS in Uttar Pradesh being a big state. The Lok Sabha Secretariat has identified certain shortcomings in the notice of no confidence motion submitted by opposition MPs seeking removal of Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. According to Lok Sabha sources, in the notice, opposition parties had made references about the four incidents in February last year, and on the basis of it, the notice could have been rejected under the rules. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has accused Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, of using national security issues as a political tool in the House. He said national security is an extremely important matter for the country and urged Mr. Gandhi to refrain from raising such issues in a manner for political gain.
Commenting the matter on is before the people of the country, how a member in the parliament is trying to use a very sensitive matter through unfair means, a sensitive matter related to security, to be used as an instrument to drive a political mileage. It is very unfortunate. He himself should understand that he is an honorable member of the parliament. He owes certain responsibility to the people of this country. You have an obligation to maintain the decorum of the house and also to think about the interests of the nation.
The domestic solar module manufacturing capacity in the country has reached 144 gigawatt. Minister for Renewable and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi stated this while replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha. Mr. Joshi said earlier the solar power generation was only 6 to 7 gigawatt and now with the enhanced capacity the country is in a position to export it. Mr. Joshi said over the past 11 years of NDA government more than 1,27,000 crore rupees has been allocated for renewable energy production. The minister said under the Green Energy Corridor Phase 1, the government has provided 10,000 crore rupees to states while 12,000 crore rupees were allocated under Green Energy Corridor Phase 2. The electronic sector has welcomed the interim trade agreement achieved between India and the United States of America. Talking to Akashwani News, Vice Chairman of Electronics and Computer Software Export Promotion Council, Rajesh Emrewankar said that the deal will provide a big opportunity for the electronics sector. He added that the reduction of tariffs will prove advantageous for multiple business sectors of the country.
It is going to set a big advantage for Indian, the businesses. The trade tariff coming to 18%. Definitely, it is going to, bring a lot more, larger market access for electronics industry. And then it would also help to create a value chain upgradation possibilities.
The sacred Devani Muri relics of Lord Buddha departed for India today after a week-long public exposition at the revered Gangaramaya Temple in Colombo, Sri Lanka. The Culture Ministry informed that the ceremonial departure took place at Bandaranaike International Airport in the presence of Sri Lankan ministers and the High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka. The holy relics, which were taken abroad for their first ever international exposition, are being escorted back by a high-level Indian delegation. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Group D match between South Africa and Afghanistan is underway at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. South Africa were 139 for 3 in 15 overs when the reports last came in. Earlier, Afghanistan won the toss and elected to field first. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading on a steady note in forenoon trade today. The Sensex added 21 points to 84,295, while the Nifty advanced 26 points to 25,961 when the reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.